heard what they've said. You think you know what they meant, but we know what they're telling their friends.
Time now for a little say here on Murray in the Morning. It's what they said, what they meant, what they're telling their friends. Basically, newsmakers for the week. Actual quotes from them, but we tell you what they're saying behind the scenes.
Word.
Also, a little later on, win one for Jeter, but let's get to it right now, shall we?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
We even have a special tribute for Tonyetton here.
Nice.
You may hear from her favorite football player, Tony Gonzalez.
Don't give it away, Bruce.
No, I'm not. I'm just, we may hear from him.
We may.
Yeah.
It's the only funny bit we have. Relax and let's just do it.
Anyway, the Atlanta Braves manager is Bobby Cox. They've now played two games to less than sold-out venues. Last night, not a bad crowd, but the first game played in front of 41,000, which left about 8,000 empty seats, and the manager realizes you need the big guys out there if you want to draw the fans.
I think we're going to draw, you know, in the 40s anyhow. We only hold 49. A lot of stadiums only hold 36, 38. I think you need guys like Barry Bonds for fans to watch, you bet. I think Tom Glavine's a draw. I think Greg Maddux is a draw. I think Sheffield's a draw. If you didn't have any draws, nobody would come to the damn ballparks.
Now, this is what he meant.
All right, Bonds is a draw, Maddux is a draw, but to get people to the damn ballpark, we need stars. So I got a new lineup today, folks. Playing center field and batting first, Sir Paul McCartney, who apparently was in some band called Wings. I'm partial to silly love songs. Our catcher is the legendary George Clooney, who most of you will remember from The Facts of Life. And we'll have the Pope batting third and playing left field. But because of his power arm, he'll be pitching as well. He's a power pitcher, damn it. He's the damn Pope. Mess with him, mess with me.
Now this is what he's telling his friends.
Do the Pope flag and fly balls.
Oh, yeah, we'll get... Right off the bat. We'll get 40. Well, you think, come to think of it, my parents will show up, so we'll get 42. And if my wife and kids show up, we'll get 44. Well, and if my neighbor shows up, we'll have 45. That'll be a brand new Turner Field attendance record. Hip, hip, hooray. Yeah, thank you very much, Bobby Cox.
I love Bobby Cox. Most stadiums hold 36 or 38.
Yeah.
I mean, apparently he hasn't been around the major leagues, has he? You know, because I'm not sure that there are too many other than, Chicago and Pittsburgh, right?
Yeah, those are the two.
All right, more baseball now. Steve Phillips, he's the general manager of the New York Mets. Some wondering how he kept his job after a miserable season. Bobby Valentine, the manager, however, lost his, and Steve Phillips had to make the announcement. Steve Phillips say, hey, Bobby did his best.
The effort was there from Bobby to try a lot of different things to turn it around. We just didn't have the success to get it going.
Now, this is what he meant.
We didn't have the success to get it going because of some terrible, terrible players we signed this year. Mo Vaughn, Roger Cedeno, Roberto Alomar. These guys sucked. Who in God's name signed these... Whoops. I should fire myself, but I'm a wuss.
This is what he's telling his friends.
Yeah, we made the effort. We tried. We tried everything. We tried Sesamia Bluegrass. We tried Indiana Ditchweed. We tried California Sweet Love. We tried Maui Hawaii. We tried every kind of marijuana there was, but we couldn't get those players to play good baseball. Yes, that's very funny. Thank you very much.
Open my trunk, you may find a
marijuana
package.
There's another good Mets story, by the way, coming up.
That's a great story.
Not only do they smoke weed, but apparently their entire front office is stealing from them now.
Well, because, Bruce, marijuana makes people violent and angry and prone to steal things.
It's a gateway drug. A gateway to hell.
If America wants to remain the best country in the world, we keep outlawing marijuana and make alcohol more accessible.
Hooray!
Hey!
All right, political commentary from TJ Shanoff. Number three is Michael Jordan. He's planning on coming back. He made that announcement official earlier this week. He will be part of the Washington Wizards roster. Some speculation now is that he may not be starting for the Wizards, that with their offseason acquisitions, he'll come off the bench. And Michael says he may be able to live with that.
Doug feels like it after seeing me play and seeing how the development of our team is, that I possibly better support the team come off the bench. I would entertain that thought. But then again, I mean, you know, if I'm playing well enough to start, you know, hopefully I can get to that point too.
Now this is what he meant.
Coming off the bench. Yeah, I would entertain that thought. Until I look at our starting five with names like Brian Russell, Brendan Haywood, and Jahdy White, But me, Patrick, and Wes Ensel could play these punks in high heels and whip them.
Now this is what he's telling his friend.
Well, quite naturally, Doug's a figurehead. He was and is, excuse me, take two. We're not really on, are we? Are we taping the segment for later?
Yeah.
Here's what Michael Jordan's telling his friends. Well, quite naturally, Doug's a figurehead. He's very well aware that I call all the shots. You see, I'm the real GM and coach. Doug's lucky to have a job in the NBA after I quietly got him fired from the Bulls in 89, right after telling him that he's the best coach I had since Dean Smith. So, quite naturally, I'll take as many shots as I want, play as many minutes as I want, have Doug get me coffee on the weekends, and ultimately set this franchise back another 10 years. Larry Hughes, quite naturally.
I'm lonely. Where's Ahmad Rashad?
All right, I promised before that, you know, we wanted to take care of Tanya. We know that our favorite National Football League player is Tony Gonzalez, who had a huge week last weekend, 3 touchdowns. In Kansas City's 48-30 win over the Miami Dolphins. But Tanyet not only likes Tony Gonzalez because he's good-looking, but also because he's a team player. And it doesn't matter about the numbers. All that matters is that Kansas City wins.
Mm-hmm. I like being a part of this team, and I like going out there and helping this team win. And I like Tanyet Cologne. I like to go to Tanyet's house and score, and hopefully we can do this for the rest of the year. But at the same time, just like last week, me and Tanya Cologne, we scored 30 times, and I only reached my peak one time. But it's really hard. It's really hard, though. I mean, I can't complain.
Holy I cannot believe
that.
That
was awesome.
What? Play that again.
Is that Tony Gonzalez talking about Tanya Cologne?
Let's hear that again, bro. Come on.
I like being a part of this team, and I like going out there and helping this team win. And I like Tanya Cologne. I like to go to Tanya's house and score, and hopefully we can do this for the rest of the year. But at the same time, just like last week, me and Tanya Cologne, we scored 30 times, and I only reached my peak one time. But it's really hard. It's really hard, though.
Well, that's not good for me.
We scored 30 times and only reached my peak once.
Not so good.
Not a good batting average.
No.
Do tell.
We must work on that average.
That's great.
No, that was good the way they did that.
That's one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my entire life. That's brilliant.
We really have nothing that Tony Gonzalez meant.
No.
Because that's what he meant.
Right.
And that's what he's telling his friends.
Oh, my God, yeah.
They haven't even met yet, but they're in love.
They are absolutely in love. Way to go, Tanya. All right, Larry Brown, he's the head coach of the Philadelphia 76ers, who started their training camp earlier this week. They had a media day in which Allen Iverson spoke, as did Larry Brown. And Larry Brown's looking forward to this year and expects some big things from Allen Iverson.
I want him to be on time. I want him to be a leader. I want him to act like a captain. And he knows that, and he's willing to do that.
Now, this is what he meant.
I want him to act dignified like Captain Steubing of Love Boat fame. I want him to be strong like Captain Kirk. I want him to be sweet and gentle like Captain Kangaroo. I want him to be there early in the morning like Captain Crunch. And I want him to sing a duet with me like Captain from Captain and Tennille.
Love will keep us together.
I'm Larry Brown. Let me coach the Olympics.
Oh, this is what he's telling
right. I know it. I know it.
I'm sorry.
Right. I want Allen to be on time. I want Allen to be a leader. And I want him to be a captain. Of course, I also want peace in the Middle East. I want to win the lottery big game. And I wouldn't mind seeing the freaking Bengals contend for a title. I'm not even from Cincinnati. I also want magical wings I can use to fly away every time Allen does something like chase after his naked wife. Get me out of here, magic wings. I'm sick of Derek Coleman and his dirty feet.
You've
never seen Derek Coleman's feet?
Filthy.
No, not exactly.
Why do you think the Nets got rid of him?
What, does he walk around barefoot all the time?
Sometimes, yeah.
And he's so tall that he can't reach down to scrub his tootsies.
It's a tough life.
All right, how about a little more basketball then? Magic Johnson, he's not playing. He's retired, but he had some things to say about Michael Jordan, who is coming back when he was entered into Basketball's Hall of Fame, and Magic is not concerned as to whether or not Michael will make it. He knows that his mind won't let him fail.
Michael wouldn't come back unless he's going to be effective, trust me. His ego too big. Just like Larry and I, our ego too big to just come and be a regular guy. We don't know how to do that.
Now, this is what he meant.
Yeah, my ego's too big, and lately, my ass is too big. Have you seen it? Speaking of my big ass, remember when I unretired in 95 and played backup power forward for a bad Lakers team? Damn, I'm Magic Johnson, and I was so fat, I spent my days backing up Eldon Campbell and guarding Oliver Miller. I'm Magic, for God's sakes. Hold on, Cookie. Yeah, Cookie, give me a cookie. Thanks.
Now this is what he's telling his friends.
Our ego too big. Our ego too big. Boy, oh boy, I am Magic. Not only did I make HIV disappear from my body, but I made the word is disappear from my vocabulary. Cookie, give me a cookie.
And finally today, Herman finally. Edwards. He's the coach of the New York Jets, so who've struggled. After winning their first game, they've lost their last three. They've looked like a bad football team doing it, and Herman Edwards says they have nobody to blame but themselves.
We're our worst enemy. Of all the enemies we play, the Jets are killing the Jets. And if we continue to do this, it's going to be very, very difficult to win. And I don't know what to tell you. There's no excuse for it. We can't turn the ball over. We can't commit dumb penalties. And we obviously have to tackle.
Now, this is what he meant.
We are our own worst enemy. Worst movie ever, Sleeping with the Enemy. Worst rap duo ever, Public Enemy. Worst Colorado Buffalo, Eric Bieniemy. Worst actor ever in a movie, Eminem. And the worst player ever is Vinny Testa and a Murdy Verdi D.
Now this is what he's telling his friends.
Look, the Jets are killing the Jets, and there's no excuse for it. I mean, haven't you people seen West Side Story? That's right, West Side Story. Bernstein and Sondheim's acclaimed 1959 musical with daring choreography by Jerome Robbins and a great book by Arthur Lawrence. Don't give me that look. You cried just like I did when Chino shot Tony as the Act Two curtain fell. You don't get it? Fine, I'll sing it for you. When you're a Jet, you are bad all the way. Whether you're Chad Pennington or Vinny Testaverde. When you're a Jet, it's a bad place to be. Unless you like no defense played or nine INTs. Curtis Martin. I just met a back named Curtis Martin. Our offense has some holes, but also Laverne is cold.
Nice. Yeah, that was great.
Thank you,
buddies.
You
very,
too,
very
my friend.
I'd like to hear Tony Gonzalez one more time. Do we have time for that? Play Tony Gonzalez one more time before we say goodbye.
God, that was three great things.
I like being a part of this team, and I like going out there and helping this team win. And I like Donyak Cologne. I like to go to Donyak's house and score, and hopefully we can do this for the rest of the year. But at the same time, just like last week, me and Donyak Cologne, we scored 30 times, and I only reached my peak one time. But it's really hard. It's really hard, though. I mean, I can't complain.
All right, there you have it. Say, say, say for the week.